Let Me Marry, a radio drama presented by the Media Ministry of Transmission Center, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Tanya Joel.
Ada Rejoice.
Atim Desiree.
Clevis Nfo.
Abel Evaristus.
Tebe Solange.
Irish Ngwang.
Chio Adasa.
Daniel Sakwe.
Chue Odilia.
Judon Albe.
Bungon Happiness.
Dubua Rosaline.
Joshua Williams.
Chuye Makrena.
Mommy Plebios.
Clara Ngenge.
Messiah Morara.
Kongu Emmanuel.
Good morning, class. How are you today? As concerns the class of today, we shall be dealing with a very sensitive topic. But before I move into this topic, I think I should pose some important questions to you. You need to think the answer. To the boys, do you have a girlfriend? What about the girls? Do you have a boyfriend? I don't understand. How many of you here, put up your hand if you have a boyfriend. Put up your hand if you have a boyfriend. No hand up here. Okay, one person. You have a girlfriend? You have a girlfriend. How old are you?
12 years.
Okay, why are some of you without boyfriends and girlfriends? Don't you know what that is?
My father will kill me.
Your father will kill you?
It's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing?
It's
a sin?
Yes, sir.
You expect me to have a girlfriend?
I'm still too young to do that.
You should have one. I'll be pregnant.
Listen, class.
I have a girl.
Listen.
I have a girl.
Can you listen to me, class?
I think it's a good idea.
Yes, I know the topic is quite interesting. That's why you're giggling amongst you. Listen. The idea of a boyfriend or a girlfriend is extremely important in relation to the topic of today. This is because we cannot understand human reproduction without understanding the idea of a boyfriend and a girlfriend. And you need to have one. If you have not yet had one, you have missed a very important element of youthfulness. Listen, your pastor is ignorant to say it's the same. Your mom will not kill you. He's a man of God. Does he know biology? He doesn't know biology. Because there are certain things that will happen to you if you don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend now. And it's very important that before we enter this topic, we should settle this matter once and for all. All of you should have the idea of telling me your boyfriend or girlfriend next time. You may not mention a name, but know that by next class, you should have had a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Hey, Linda.
Hi, big sis.
Can you imagine what that teacher was telling us today in class?
What was it all about?
He came and he was like, we at this age, we have to have boyfriends.
Yes, of course, it's normal.
No, I no fit get boyfriend now, so first thing na book work.
But forget about that book work, yeah, big sis. I tell you, now so I see my master, they go married.
No, don't tell me that.
I tell you true.
You know that you're my junior sister.
What does
and,
he,
and
what
I'm
does
just,
that
I'm
mean?
Just in form theory. We have to go to school before we think about marriage. You are just my kid sis.
So I want to tell you, say, if the pastor tell you for church now, say, when you be ready, when you see your master, go marry. No, she don't always say, you must go school. Then
no.
After that, you are
that
you
talk
school
so
now, you are master.
Leave and so.
That's
I go tell mama, school na first thing.
I tell you, say, now, so I see my master, I de go married.
Mama Eunice.
Yes, Opa Eunice.
So now for you today.
I did fine now, Mama.
I just come back from work, so I don't tire. But my heart is glad plenty for after Eunice year you result. So
I tell you.
Where the Eunice they safe?
It is for Romo.
Eunice.
Yes, Dad.
Come. So my heart is over. I want to tell you something. So how for you today?
I'm fine.
I hear many good news about your friends going to the universities. You two don't get your advanced level, no? That's you want to do waiting again after this time, so you want to do waiting now.
Papa, the chick say, as I don't get this advanced level, ma do medicine.
That's my daughter.
Medicine, okay, you fine. Now, good idea. Now, which school serve you prefer for attend? Because this one, they say Q's. You don't hear about Q's?
Yes, Papa.
Okay, I be want to make you attend Q's. Give me the information concerning the preparation towards the entrance examination. Yeah.
Okay, Papa.
Give me that information.
That's good, my daughter.
Talk.
Yes.
Pa una dede.
Linda.
Papa.
How?
Mami, fine.
How you hold some person?
How you hold some person?
Nana, who that?
No, be so that you address person where you come for us. My pikin, when I should done for that.
Okay.
So I was saying that you should get me those preparatory, those documents for your preparation to enter Q's, Eunice. You see, your sister don't come back with some person for you. How for you now, my pikin?
Yes, papa. Now, my master, this way I don't see him.
Yeah? Linda, master.
Now, my master, this way I don't see him, papa.
Linda.
Now,
Linda, calm down.
Mama Linda, wait.
Calm
wait.
Down, Linda,
Linda
your master.
Mama Linda, wait, age? Wait, make her hear something. I don't tire. Bonjour, mon fils.
Bonjour, papa.
Ma fille, tu t'appelles même d'abord comment?
Dieu donné, Albert.
Dieu donné. Ok. Tu es d'où?
Linda.
Je suis francophone du centre.
Francophone du centre, ok. Mami Linda, wait, make her talk for person. Ma fille me dit que c'est toi qui tu es intéressé, tu voulais lui épouser.
Oui, papa.
Tu veux ou tu voulais?
Je veux.
Ok. Linda, you don't
yes,
know
Daddy.
This man for since which time?
This one and my friend, we mean I be don't talk for some time. It don't be like 1 year, so we mean I don't be together.
Papa Linda, when ma talk something. Linda, why you not fit dey like your sister? Your sister, they go school, they forward the school, all for your head in school, for kitchen at school. Your own a master, you bring master for Usa Linda.
This my master, as he did so, he don't promise me. He tell me, says, as I did for school, so, me and he, as he go marry me, I will continue my education. So, I see, I'm saying, a very good man, mama.
Linda. Linda. Why you know they take example for your mommy? For which age you want marry? You know how old I be before I married?
Linda. My husband love me. So my master love me.
Ha, little way you do. I know like Amo. See place where I day. You know
okay,
the class
I'm going to wait. The effort to get. I don't tire. Make her go rest.
Yeah.
You want go for school no, Eunice?
Yep.
You yes, go papa. Go for school. If you nothing, Linda want marry, make gonna leave him, make him marry. I don't make my decision. Make I rest. Mon fils, tu es la bienvenue dans cette famille.
Merci, papa.
Well, Linda, you the support now waiting so.
I am not supporting, eh?
No, you the support now waiting. I know if you accept the canting. Because see, they're very young.
I mean, be man for
do
this
you,
house.
You know
if
which
I don't
age when me
I
married you. You know which age when me I married you for 30 years. You want me picking married
woman
for how many
them.
Years?
Woman then.
No, you know,
so
you the support now which canting so.
Mon fils.
I not be happy.
Papa.
I not be happy.
Okay, wait.
I not be happy.
Linda. I
yes,
give you 2 minutes for think. You want marry or you want go for school?
I want marry my husband, papa.
I don't make my decision. Eunice, you go for school. Linda, you can go marry.
Eunice is now working and wealthy, and her friends come to pay her a visit.
This place looks beautiful.
It's really beautiful. Wow.
Ha! I can't believe this is Eunice's house.
Eunice have achieved a lot in this is her education.
Wow. Honey. Tok.
Yeah, it's coming.
Hi, Eunice. Hey, best friend.
Hey, girls.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a seat.
Hey, this is your house.
Yeah, this is my house.
You mean you own all this?
This is my house.
Wow.
What can I offer you guys?
What will you drink?
Juice, thank you.
Just juice will be okay.
Okay. Sophie.
Yes, ma.
Please bring juice for my friends.
Okay, ma.
Hi, Eunice. Look at you. See the way you are shining.
Oh, that glitters. It's not gold, actually, friends.
Wow. What do you mean by that?
Really, really. It's not actually giving me happiness. It's not giving me happiness.
What type of happiness do you want again with
all these things that you're having?
No, I have deep regrets inside of me.
Regret.
I have deep regrets. At times, I think that my junior sister was like, that serious and truthful when she decided she took a right decision to get married at her age. Because at this age, I've achieved everything,
wait,
but with no happiness.
Wait, you mean your problem now is married?
Actually,
but you have everything. Just use what you have to get what you want.
No, you can't say that. Actually, there are some things that I engaged in that have really drawn me back, you know. Having that marriage is not that easy. You know, men will come, but if you don't have the feeling for a man, what will you do? That is what is keeping me behind.
So what's the thing that is killing your feelings for the men now?
actually, you know, with this education that took me for long, I got involved. You know, I had to get into pornography and masturbation.
You are talking. So you are also suffering from the same thing.
Actually, my sister took a right decision for herself. Look at her right now. She's married, and when she got married, she continued with her education.
And she's successful.
She's successful. She's okay. But where am I?
If I have all these things you're having, I will not reveal. I will not even think of getting married. Yeah, this thing will just satisfy me.
No. There's what we call inner happiness. There's no happiness in all of this.
Eunice takes leave from work and decides to visit her younger sister, Linda, who just put to bed.
Hello, sis, big sis, welcome. Now picking this, as I be don't married, so God don't bless me, I don't get a bouncy baby boy.
Wow, thank God though. I be very happy for you, my small sister. Thank God. No be angry with me, sir. I can't find you. Now so at least I don't get leave from work. We go shidon at least for 1 week. We day together.
How about the job side? How you live? How you have for your life? How you there? What you fit tell me? Which kind of good news you fit tell me?
Ah, I did fine. I be get promotion. You know, I be promoted. So now, so I did fine.
Oh, is that all? Because I've been hearing some Congo side back. But let me just come straight now. Yeah, you know, some people they for dick patas. So where they go school, they go now, they have sex, man and man, or woman and woman. And some people, they try to satisfy their sexual desire because they never get be married. So our pastor, they organize some program on Sunday where they talk about that one. I hope you will be interested to attend the program.
Yes. I go follow you. Nothing where you don't pass me.
My
business
is okay. God is in control.
I don't hear.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
This signals the end of my message. As I did say, it is a very sensitive issue. Destroying homes and destroying young people. Pornography, masturbation, and related issues are things we shy away from. The people are dying in silence. They don't want to open up because it's like a taboo. It's so nasty to talk about this. You feel a sense of shame and disgrace. But as I said in my message, these addictions can be targeted through the two main means that they attack people. The first one is when it is wholly, totally a result of the excess dopamine release in your brain. I did tell you that dopamine refers to that neurotransmitter in your brain that brings you to a high or pleasure. When this is released using unnatural means like pornography and masturbation, your brain is like hacked. It is hijacked by a virus. Because the excess dopamine in your brain, which does not come naturally, is like a virus in your brain. And your brain is not like a computer that has been hijacked by viruses. It needs formatting. This formatting can be done psychologically. Emotionally, you can deal with it. Some of the things that happen to you when you're addicted, such as isolating yourself, running away from people, going alone in some secret places to do, will be cut off. So you have to cut it off. You have to be in company. You sleep in the same room with others and so on. So that you will not have access to practice such a nasty thing. And with time, your brain will then adjust. That is how you format your brain when it is psychological. But when it is spiritual, it means that a spirit is assisting you. You have tried these things, but it's still not going. You are even ready to do that in the presence of others. Because a spirit is at work, it means that you need deliverance. Paul says, praise be to God that I can have deliverance through Jesus Christ. And at that moment, it means that an anointing, that one that breaks the yoke, that destroys spiritual entities, need to visit you. And at this moment, that's what I have to do. A psychologist can help you if it is only dopamine. But when it comes to a spirit, a man of God needs to help you. And if you have that problem right now, brothers and sisters, this is a time for you to be free. I want you to come forth. Let me pray for you. Thank you so much. Those of you, don't be ashamed. Put down your heads, please. This is a very sensitive issue. Don't put anyone to shame. Can you? Thank you, brother. Thank you, sister, for coming forward. And right now, I need to pray for you. The Bible says the anointing breaks the yoke. And right now, pray for you, and the anointing will break the yoke.
Jesus is able. His spirit is able. If God created you, he can deliver you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release your anointing and your delivering power upon these people. Be free from this entity, from darkness that is holding you in captivity. Be delivered in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we are prayed.
Amen.
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 Clap for Jesus Christ.